This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. All right, so we got a lot of things going on here, as usual, at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to, of course, visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be doing a lot of different things. One of the things happening, of course, is we're going to be at the Sportsman International Sports event in Sacramento, California, on the 16th through the 19th, New California. You can go and check out all the things there. I want you to encourage Donald Trump to come out to New California. That'll be in April. And we're going to be all sitting ready to go for that one. It's going to be an awesome time, actually. And those of you that want to write a support letter, you can come down to the Sportsman Exposition and you can write a letter to Donald J. Trump. That's a pretty good way to make contact with the President of the United States and, well, it's soon to be Iran, I guess, right? And certainly China. Look at all the freedom fighters that are out there. It sort of starts to inspire all of us new Californians now, doesn't it? If you think about it, boy, how inspirational that is. You know, we live in a dictatorship, communism, California style. Yeah, I guess California can have its own style of laid-back communism, right? Maybe without all the death and destruction and mayhem for a few years, and then they can bring it on. Just give us a break. That's what happens in dictatorships, this slow-burn Fabian-style socialism, communism, Maoist variety, right? Right. Not going to happen much longer. New California isn't going to be the change for that. Okay. So anyway, bringing you up to speed on so many things, we're going to play, first of all, my 30 minutes with Dave Janda yesterday. talking about New California. So those of you that I know getting text, I couldn't hear it, didn't get it, not a member, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to play it for you at the request of many of you. We're going to play this segment of the Dave Janda show from yesterday. It talks about exclusively New California and all the things that are going on. And, of course, we're really excited about what's going on with New California, and you should be too. The change is coming. It is absolutely coming. Listen, I got to tell you, to getting all the pieces of the puzzle together is a good thing, but we will be getting those pieces of the puzzle together. There's no question about it. So we have that to go through here in this hour. We also have it's also going to be, I guess you'd say, a good thing that we have the convention coming up, and that's going to be at the end of February. We've got some, I think, some good news coming out of that about that today. And we'll be talking to you about that anyway. Okay, so here we go. We're going to play the wonderful Dave Janda program for you. So let's see how this volume thing goes.
Now more Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at Wham! Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. Also available on our YouTube channel, also named, same as the radio show, Operation Freedom. We re-upload a couple new YouTube presentations every week. Also available on our website, both the free, the public side, as well as the subscription side with the extra shows, extra content, the archives to this show. The podcasts are available to our subscribers 24/7. And we have our extra shows, our WTF show, our geopolitical show, our Insider Insight show, where we bring someone forward. This past week, we brought Colonel Craig Roberts forward, where we're speaking about the Second Amendment and what's going on in Virginia and what to anticipate there and why it's happening there. Very insightful interview from Colonel Craig Roberts, who has experience not only as a American hero in our military. He was a sniper. He was wounded, decorated, Purple Heart decorated veteran. But he also served on the Tulsa Police Department force for over 30 years, SWAT team leader and the like. Has inroads into the National Guard. He was an officer as well within the National Guard, and has insights into the Virginia National Guard of what's potentially going to occur there. Great interview, again, available on our subscription platform at davejanda.com. Hope you become a member of our platform and our family, our freedom-based family. My next guest is someone I consider a dear friend and someone who is on the front line of the dissemination of information that the deep state does not want you to know anything about. He puts his life in peril, and that's not an overstatement. It's the truth. Every day of every year, and has done so for decades in bringing the truth forward. You can find Paul Preston at agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio has been named one of the 50 most influential and most listened to streaming talk show hosts. Paul takes on a number of issues. In particular, he over time has focused on the United Nations and their Agenda 21, their playbook, if you will, and now their updated playbook, Agenda 2030. Most people don't know that the United Nations in 1992 came up with a plan, a design that will control virtually every aspect of your life, but they did. And the plan is in effect today, and we can thank the Bushes and the Clintons and Obama for that. Under the guise of environmentalism, the United Nations Agenda 21 is in reality a means to destroy capitalism and redistribute the wealth of the United States. I encourage you to go to Paul's website, agenda21radio.news. Paul, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Dave, it's wonderful to be back with everybody again.
So, Paul, you have been leading a movement that has gained significant strength and notoriety over the past several years called the New California Movement. educate our listeners, because we have listeners not in all, not just in all 50 states, but this past week in over 70 countries around the 70 countries around the world. Folks, listen to this broadcast, because what you're doing should serve as a template for freedom and liberty for every state, every actual country in the world, because it's about breaking away from the deep state's business model. Educate our listeners on the New California Movement and where we are today.
Well, the New California State Movement started with us in earnest about 5 years ago, and we have been able to garner a number of counties to be involved here in California. We have 58 counties in California, and we have involvement by 52 of the counties right now. So we're pretty excited about the numbers that we have. And in terms of counties that are involved in, we've got senators established for each one of the counties, and we've also got assembly members for each one of the counties. We think that this was looking at the Constitution, the only constitutional option available to all of us in California because of the repression. And, of course, we've moved on to, in California, if you have not already figured out, I think most of your listeners have figured out, we're now into communism in California. We have a monoparty dictatorship. In other words, we don't have a Republican Party. We don't have a Democratic Party any longer. They're dead parties here in California. And, of course, the dictator in Gavin Newsom, which was, of course, established by Jerry Brown. Mm-hmm. And this whole plot and scheme to take over California is in full effect. And you're starting to see it really play out in many, many different manifestations. And, of course, just recently we had another shooting death, a couple of them actually, by sanctuary state individuals. In other words, these people that have come across the border illegally, and they're being protected now by California state law, which is and they're able to get out of jail and everything else. It's absolutely amazing. The lawlessness in California is complete now. And so our response to this, we saw this coming years ago, and we started really working on it in earnest about 5 years ago. And about 3 years ago, we really started really tapping into the strengths of the Constitution. So we constructed our own Declaration of Independence after getting about 18 of the counties on board with us. And we went out on January 15, 2018 and declared ourselves independent from the state of California, just exactly as the Founding Fathers had designed. And from that, we also laid out a number of grievances. It turned out to be 95 grievances that were read every week on county Superior Court building steps throughout California over a 96-week period. We actually just completed grievance number 95 on November 19th, just recently, which also happened to have been the 156th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, just sort of a coincidence there by Abraham Lincoln. But in that, of course, we've gained substantial power and strength. The citizens are now realizing that as you take a look at the broad brush of California, there's nothing left for them to do because everything in California is completely corrupted. It's not just corrupted, but it's a failed state. And it's failing faster and faster and faster every day. Everybody is starting to really see it. And that's kind of a good thing for New California because people are coming to New California as the only option out now. After being much maligned by certain Californian politicians and other people throughout the nation, right, all of a sudden California, New California State Movement is starting to really shine in their eyes. And it's pretty exciting to see this happen and to see a lot of very, very strong patriotic citizens in California, United States citizens in California, starting to rise up and take their state back. And what we're going to do is, of course, with the New California State Movement, we've had not only the Declaration of Independence that was declared, but we also had five constitutional conventions in which we've established a government. We actually do have a government that is just like the United States, basically. We've got an executive, we've got a legislative, and we've got a judicial system, and we also have a bicameral legislature. So we have an assembly, and we also have a real true Senate. And our senators, in defiance of what was referred to as Reynolds versus Sims decision, in the Reynolds versus Sims decision of 1964, it eliminated the little federal model for states, which meant that a senator in every state lost their sovereignty over the counties by which they presided. And, of course, what that meant was that senators represented only people and populations in states, no longer representing a county. And as Chief Justice Earl Warren said, senators should not be representing plants and rocks. So that's what was the insult, of course, to all of rural Californians and rural Americans, actually, because in that one fell swoop decision, rural Americans lost their ability to be represented equally in a bicameral legislature. So we have brought that back. And in defiance of that, we have assigned senators to every county within New California. And we intend to go to Congress and reestablish that senators are sovereigns in their own counties. So that'll bring back representation in rural America across the board. And we know that that's going to happen. The last time that a state was brought in under the process of Article 4, Section 3 was 1861, and that was West Virginia. How appropriate you're talking about Virginia today. Mm-hmm. But that was the last time that was done. So we stand a very, very good chance of exercising our 10th Amendment rights for our ability to govern ourselves as a state. So we know that we're going to succeed. We know that it's superior to the court decision. And we think that that's going to be an absolute bust for the liberals. It will destroy what we're seeing here in California. And, of course, you're seeing it in Illinois. You're seeing it in New York. That's why everybody's looking at us like, whoa, wait a minute. This really is working, and it really is happening.
Folks, we're speaking with Paul Preston from the New California Movement. So, Paul, educate our listeners on so California would split into two separate states, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the borders of New California would be what?
Well, the borders, when you take a look at California, what we wanted to do is get population parity. We said, well, if we're going to split the state, let's split it by population 50-50. And so we started looking at that model and said, okay, how can we best, you know, accommodate that? And so we said, all right, well, let's take a look at the real essence of this problem. And the essence of the problem is Reynolds versus Sims, because all representation goes to population centers. It goes to urban centers. That's the way the beast is. It used to be that if you were living in a rural area, you know, every senator had a county that they were assigned to. But in the Reynolds versus Sims decision, they made it so that senators represented districts of population. So we have some senators, we have 40 senators in California. We have some senators that represent, are you ready for this, 11 counties.
Good luck
in there. California. If you take a look at the population centers, the urbanized centers of Sacramento, San Francisco, and LA Basin, they have 23 senators of the 40 senators. Hmm. I mean, that's just so unequal.
Sure,
so
is.
What we said, well, okay, how can we divide this up, rural versus urban? So we took a look at the map of rural California, and we realized, well, you know, if we count everybody in those counties of rural California, we come up to a population of about 18.5 million. And in the urban areas, you've got 25 million or 20 million, which, of course, that's San Francisco, Sacramento, and L.A. So we looked at that and said, well, there's the map. Anything that's considered to be rural in California becomes New California. And that's exactly the map that we're going to propose. So it's about 85% of the land mass of California. So our borders go from Oregon to Mexico, Nevada, to the Pacific Ocean.
And
that's the borders.
So a couple things, Paul. Some people say, well, this all sounds great, but it's never been done before in the history of our country. And that's not true, is it? Because you mentioned West Virginia. Educate our listeners on West Virginia, because that's the model that you're using, and it has occurred before in our country's history.
Absolutely. There's precedence for it. The statehood clause, which is Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, essentially says that if you want to form a new state from a pre-existing state or states, then you have to get the permission of the legislature and then that of the Congress to make that happen. It's only been exercised to fulfillment by three occasions, West Virginia, Maine, and Kentucky. We would be number four. We're just following that model. And, of course, it was an exceptional model in the case of Virginia. And in the case of Virginia, West Virginia, that was at the time of the Civil War. The Civil War was just starting to break out. And West Virginians did not want to be part of the plantation process going on in Virginia. So they started to form a new state. And they did it following the model that we're following, of course, they set up county committees, they started to work on a constitution, Declaration of Independence, and all that stuff. And lo and behold, as it turned out, in their case, they were going to go to Richmond and say, we want to, you know, go to you, to the legislature, and we want to meet with you and say, give us permission to form a new state. Well, unfortunately, the Civil War interrupted, and Richmond declared themselves to secede from the Union, completely out of the Union. And, of course, that messed up the whole process of Article 4, Section 3 for the West Virginians. So they found themselves in a very interesting situation. They appealed to the Congress and said, can you help us out? And Congress went back to them and said, well, you know, you still have to follow Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution to make that happen. And they, you know, well, we don't have a state. Well, that's what you have to do. So Francis Pierpont out of West Virginia decided he's going to become the governor of restored Virginia government. And everybody looked around at him like he's crazy. And then they started thinking about it. Well, what option do we have? The only option we have is to actually propose to Congress a restored government that would act in absentia or in lieu of the government of Virginia at the time. So with that theory in mind, they went to the Congress and they said, well, we don't know. But then they realized maybe if they got the help of somebody they all hated by the name of Abraham Lincoln, maybe he can help them out. So they appealed to Abraham Lincoln, and he went to the Congress, and the deal was done. And they said, yes, you can be the restored government of Virginia. And, of course, West Virginia then went to their own restored government, got permission, then went on to the Congress, and by 1863, they were a state. We're going to do the same thing. And, in fact, we anticipate that there probably could be a problem with California in an insurrection, and also with the whole notion that they want to split away from the United States, which is now becoming very obvious to everybody. That's exactly what they've always been saying they're going to do. And we've been calling them out for this for at least 10 to 15 years. We've been called the crazies, the nutcases, the whole nine yards. And all of a sudden, here we are going, guess which state's going to come next? New California. Because why? That's exactly what their plan is to break away from the United States of America. They're doing everything they possibly can, as you know. And we have filed 95 grievances, which point out all the significant events to tell you that, yes, they're trying to do that. And so we are going to enlist the help of Donald J. Trump, the president. He's our president.
Right.
And we're going to enlist his help to help us out to become a new state.
And has
this
he,
is what
has,
you do.
Has he given you any indication that he's interested in helping?
Yes. We've had indicators. In fact, at all of our constitutional conventions, we've been passing resolutions in anticipation and as a request for his help. We actually passed a resolution that matched the resolution that Virginia put forward, or West Virginia put forward at the time, to establish a restored California government. We passed a resolution. We used much of the language from the Virginia resolution. We passed it in our legislature. It was a unanimous passed joint resolution. We then forwarded the resolution. We forwarded the resolution to the president, Donald J. Trump. He requested a hard copy. We sent a hard copy to him. He has possession of that. Now, it's a tool that he can use in case of insurrection. Now, we anticipate that, unfortunately, he will probably have to use that tool. And we stand ready. We are ready to govern in New California. We are up and ready. We can govern.
And you mentioned you need approval of the legislature in California as well as the permission of Congress. So
correct.
One of the questions that comes up, Paul, is people say, well, wait a minute. Why would the legislature of the current state of California give permission to Paul Preston and the millions of folks that he's working with to establish a new state, to divide the state into two, if you will.
Right.
So why would the legislature go along with that in California?
The reason is they're broke as a joke. They're financially corrupted. And we anticipate in the next 2 to 3 months that broke situation for them is going to get worse, much worse. I mean, you're talking about $100 billion to $200 billion to actually maybe even $1 trillion indebtedness that the California state right now cannot pay. And, of course, their pension funds are absolutely a disaster right now. We're finding out that the communist Chinese have deep, deep pockets into the CalPERS, which is the largest private pension fund in the nation. And, of course, that's the California Public Employees California Public Employees Retirement System. And that system has been completely corrupted by the communist Chinese. There's actually a person who's a member of the Communist Party in China who handles all the investments for CalPERS. I mean, you can't make it up. This was an article that was exposed in Epoch Times several months ago. But we've been following all these things very, very closely. We anticipated that there would be a financial disaster coming for California. It's well on its way. Mm-hmm. That's only one option. You see, you know, we can go with this option of going to Article 4, Section 3 and going with the legislature. The other train, though, the train wreck would be, of course, the Insurrection Act being invoked by the President of the United States. And in that case, that's when that resolution about forming a restored government of California would come into play. Because that at that point in time with insurrection, all bets are off for the California legislature. Now, they seem to be driving themselves ever quickly to the Insurrection Act side. We're ready to negotiate with them. We'll be ready by the end of this month. We intend to negotiate in all earnesty. And we're in contact with people there. They want to hear from us. They know that there's problems. They know that there's big problems. But the problem is, Dave, is that they have completely morphed into a communist dictatorship here. Mm-hmm. And this is the warning to the rest of the nation. A lot of states follow the laws and so on that are generated by really an industrial-sized legislative unit in California. You know, the California legislature modified, or the Constitution has been modified in California almost 600 times since 1879. One of the modifications they came up with in 1966 was a full-time legislature meeting 11 months out of each year, quote, unrestricted. Mm. Now, what could possibly go wrong with a runaway legislature that meets 11 months out of every year? You know, I mean, and it's unrestricted. See, that's where we're at right now in California, is that they've overregulated, they have overfeed, they've overtaxed, they've driven out the middle class. And look what we have going on in San Francisco right now and the rest of the homeless people out there. This is a debacle. It's a failed state. Clearly, California is a failed state. And that's why I say there's options ahead for California. And the options are coming quicker than a lot of people think. I predict that by the end of summer, mm-hmm. California will be well on its way to going into Congress, New California, going into Congress and becoming the 51st state. There's no question in my mind that's going to happen.
And the other question that comes up is, okay, so now we're getting – now you still need the permission of Congress, correct?
Right.
So many people say, well, why would Congress do that?
Well, you know, it's in everybody's benefit to have a happy, healthy California. Right now, you know, California lives, you know, really hand-to-mouth based upon, you know, its income from, you know, sales tax – not sales tax so much as it is on from real estate and from stocks and things like that out of Silicon Valley. This is not a good way to live. I mean, we've driven out every industrial-based economy, part of the economy we can. You know, there's no more – we don't have the aviation industry any longer. We don't have the building trades anymore. That's all been corrupted. We're just a dead state as far as just a few major corporations out of Silicon Valley that are, by way of capital gains, keeping us supported. So the financial collapse is inevitable just based on that. So the need and necessity for – no, I don't think anybody in the other 49 states wants to bail out California.
I don't think
that's going to be the case at all. And, of course, they will if California becomes a defaulted state. And they're going to pay the price economically all throughout the nation. We will rebuild a new California economy, 100%. Completely like the Trump economy, basically, like Reagan's economy. And California will explode and will continue to become an enormous contributor to the United States of America. Right now, we're not. You notice that we are stealing money from the federal government by way of Jerry Brown and of course, Gavin Newsom.
And Paul, is the best way for folks to follow the progress of the situation through Agenda21Radio.com?
That's correct. And also NewCaliforniaState.com.
Paul, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You are taking the deep state on a daily basis and winning. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker heard Wham Talk.
Freedom Bunker. Yeah, Studio 21, Freedom Bunker. There you go. Yeah, New California. Sort of a little story going on there, isn't there? A big story, actually, of course. Very big story, and we're really happy and really pleased that the way things are working out for everybody in New California, because it's working out. We're actually working out. We're actually, it's becoming a reality. I know that some people are wringing their hands. And at the end of the day, you can wring your hands all you want to, but if you're not getting out there and getting up and doing something to stop this the train wreck that's happening in California, it's going to come to your state, guaranteed. Guaranteed. So anyway, we're here to stop it. Anyway, you can check it out on newcaliforniastate.com. We have a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff this week. We've got, first of all, our chair meeting tomorrow night. I mean, we've got meetings. We got set up for the International Expo. And then we've got reading of the Declaration of Independence, second anniversary for New California State's Declaration of Independence. And it's going to come out in next week. We're going to have another reading, a very special reading also, about California. Yeah, it's all about, you know, California transitioning into New California, and I think that's really one of the biggest questions I get is about that. What's that going to look like, that whole, but it's a transition that's going to occur, trust me. It's going to be a transition that does occur, and it's kind of like, you know, you just can't get away from the old transitional game, so to speak. This is a big state. This is going to be one of the greatest peaceful transition in modern history. I mean, it's going to be epic what's happening, and we're in process right now to make that transition happen. That's what this is all about, for New California to be here doing what it's doing. People might not understand that, but that's kind of how it works out. It's kind of how it works out. So anyway, Devin Nunes, I'm trying to get this clip from Devin Nunes. I don't know if Fox has got it or not. I'm going to peruse over here. I was looking for it during the interview, but I didn't want to mess up the sound thing, so didn't get a chance to. But Devin Nunes on the FISA court, trying to abolish itself, which is kind of interesting. This whole FISA court thing, this is a big deal. And I didn't get a chance to play this earlier, but I wanted to get this up about Devin Nunes. See if we have enough time on the commercial here. But this clip, he was, I believe. Whose show was this? Selecting Chris. Devin Nunes discusses FISA court. Here we go. Okay.
Just got a note from somebody in D.C. works in the same building you do. Says the National Security Division that he comes from does part of the actual FISA approval. So if he's going to be one of the people trying to help institute these changes, it sounds like to some this could be a little CYA.
Okay, so the FISA court selected David Criss to check out the FISA court, to oversee it, the reforms, right? He's an Obama-era attorney. I want to bring you up to speed on this. This is why I wanted you to hear this.
Yeah, I would also say it's more like the fox guarding the hen house. So this is somebody who should be nowhere near this, especially for his public statements that were so defamatory, really, in nature, that, you know, he was like wishing for House Republicans to be under Mueller's investigation when we released the memo that was clearly pointing out the abuse that, by the way, the court should have already known. So what's inexcusable here is, you know, how did a new judge, if you were appointed during the Obama era, nothing against, you know, judges, but this is someone who, you know, who obviously hasn't been on the court for that long. Seems like there would have been, you would have wanted more of a veteran judge to take the place, the new spot on the FISC court. Then that judge, that new judge that was just replaced the old judge, because I'm sure that old judge left because of the abuse. So this new judge then gets eight individuals. Remember, there were eight individuals that this judge could have picked according to the documents that we've read. And you pick the only one that is very public and very nasty. You know, it's really, to me, it looks like this is the swamp trying to say, we don't care what you say, Congress. We don't care about Republicans. We don't care about the Trump administration. We don't care about the rest of America. we're going to continue to conduct business the same way we've always conducted business. And I will tell you, I said this in a statement the other night, the court must be trying to abolish itself, or they must be trying to dare the Congress to abolish itself. I think these tools are very important to protect Americans from terrorists and others, but not if it's going to mean that the Democratic Party gets to use these tools to attempt to remove presidents and target political operatives when they want to. I'd rather get rid of and abolish this court than be left with that.
Well, there you have it. That's what I wanted you to hear. He'd rather get rid of the FISA court than to keep it. And I support it. I think we need to get rid of it, but because it's another part of the swamp that needs to go. Can it come back under a less hostile environment relative to the Democrats that are in power in the House in particular, which I really believe they are going to lose their grip. I think that even in spite of what's going to happen in California, they're going to do something wrong and cost themselves the election. Obviously, the lack of support. What's happening right now is absolutely disgusting and humiliating to the whole country, what the Democrats are doing. They're coming out and supporting the mullahs of Iran. See, you got to support the mullahs. After all, it was Obama who gave them so much money. So therefore, you see how that dot connects. But also, you see, they all have a lot to lose because, as I was saying earlier, that in the situation that developed with the with this situation with the Ukrainian airline, two people on board that plane were people that are highly suspected of transmitting atomic information, Ukrainian atomic secrets. And we brought this up weeks ago, that connect the dot about, well, uranium sales and so on. Mueller being over there. Oh, Mueller? Yeah, FISA Court Mueller. And all these other folks. You see, the uranium-Ukrainian connection is definitely there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We get a lot of requests for the discussions about all the new laws and everything about water and about 55 gallons and so many of the things that are going on in California. They're just so, you know, dysfunctional, and they're the way that they're trying to choke everybody off and all that good stuff with through the regulations. But housing in California has been brought to us in a complete crisis. And none of the things, by the way, that I'm going to be talking about here that are restrictive in California will apply in New California. I want that to be very clear. We had a call last night with a bunch of people, about 25 people that called in on Sunday night. And that there are so many things. And again, a lot of these I think were new to the new. It was an irregular phone call, and a lot of people were new to New California for the first time. And we welcome your participation in that. But their concerns were really about, you know, what the state is doing to them in terms of regulation and so on. And I had to kind of get them over the position that they need to understand that New California, we don't care what the state of California is doing right now, because it's all irrelevant when we become a state. And the quicker we can make this state happen, the quicker their laws become irrelevant and regulations and drop off. And nowhere has this been more exhibited than what's been going on in, of course, California's housing market. Now, there's an article out by Joel Koch and Wendell Cox. Came out two days ago from the Orange County Register. And keep in mind, Joel Kotkin has been on my show numerous times. We had him come and speak to our conference back in 1993. That's how far back this goes with Joel Kotkin and I. Anyway, but this is, again, I'm gonna paraphrase much. It's a big, long article, so I'm going to kind of go through some of the bullet points. And the title of the article is California's Inept Central Planners. Now, central planning connotes communism. Communism is what it connotes, right? Anyway, it goes on and says, California Governor Gavin Newsom, the legislature and the state's bureaucracy claim to be addressing the state's much-discussed housing crisis. But rather than improve the state's awful affordability crisis, the policies being enacted are precisely the wrong medicine, more akin to witch doctoring than a scientific curative. Now, that is right out of a Joel Kotkin thought, by the way. The list, so you appreciate that, right? The list of newish blunders built upon nearly 30 years of disastrous policies includes such things as new rent control measures, mandates for zero-emission homes, and mandatory solar installations. Worse yet, and soon to be strengthened, are attempts to block development in outlying areas where land costs are cheaper in favor of dense development in already expensive, dense urban areas. Agenda 21, right there. See, they're deliberately doing it there. And, of course, it's just in these urban areas, these population or the population zinging up like it is, the dense population or density going in with these new builds is just killing it. I mean, killing it in a negative way. It's killing growth. It's killing society. None of this has been good. Time has tested this out many, many years. The communist style of development, the perfect communist city, which is what they're trying to get here, they think that they can get here through regulations. To improve housing is going to be putting you in a closet to sleep every night. It says the idea that these policies will encourage home building could only be appreciated by a fantasist. Since California began its ratcheting of regulations, house prices have more than tripled relative to household incomes. See, they started this about 15 years ago. And look what we got. You can't live in these homes. I've talked to people down in Orange County. I've talked to people in L.A. I've talked to people. You can't buy these homes and live in them. So-called homes. They're boxes, 800 square feet. You're supposed to be a happy little camper in your high-rise, 800 square feet. Hello? Housing production has fallen because most households have simply been priced out of the market. There you go. Tragically, home ownership is declining, particularly among minorities and millennials. And rents now exceed that of any state other than Hawaii. It's not surprising that the latest Census Bureau population estimates released the last day of 2019 show that more than 200,000 more people moved to other states than moved into California. And California's net out-migration exceeded that of New York for the first time in over a decade. Are we getting the drift of Sacramento's dystopic vision? This is the next bullet point. In the past, California addressed demand for housing by allowing construction to take place in areas with lower land cost. The state's developers built, for the most part, the single-family home or townhome construction preferred by most Americans, including Californians. Even today, in state's six largest metropolitan areas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Sacramento, and San Jose, at least 90% of population growth takes place in the suburbs and exurbs, a pattern that continues in the rest of the country. Over the past decade, California government has decided to revoke these preferences, in large part to create a greener and denser housing environment. There it is, the housing environment being denser. They seek to replace single-family housing with dense multifamily units, which developers indicate can cost up to 7.5 times that of a single-family dwelling per square foot. So you're going to get your 700-square-foot home when you can actually pay for a 2,100-square-foot home. Yeah. You get what you pay for in these densely populated. And look at what happens with dense urbanization. Let's talk to Maryland. What happened to Maryland over the weekend? 5 murders in 2 days. 5. I don't know how many shootings they had. A whole bunch. Stack and pack there, huh? The projects, they call them. This has been done before and it's failed. Failed miserably. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. It's kind of interesting. Look at my Twitter here, and Democrats 2020, and they've got Schumer in a turban, and you've got a full head covering thing going on with Nancy Pelosi. Well, obviously, they support terrorism. You know, it's just amazing that we could actually say it, and it's absolutely 100% true. You cannot come to any other conclusion that these people support terrorism. Let's see if we've got a Trump tweet. We'll go ahead and pop that one in here and see if we got a Trump. I'm just doing this rather randomly, going through the website. Oh, here we go. Really big breaking news. Kidding, it says. Booker, who was in zero polling territory, just dropped out of the Democratic presidential primary race. Now I can rest easy tonight. I was so concerned that I would someday have to go head-to-head with him. All right, here we go. The fake news media and their Democratic planners, this is another tweet came out just a few minutes ago, are working hard to determine whether or not the future attack by terrorist Soleimani was imminent or not, and was my team in agreement? The answer to both is a strong yes, but it doesn't really matter because of his horrible past. Yeah. It says, I like this. Many believe that the Senate giving credence to a trial based on the no evidence, no crime, read the transcripts, no pressure, impeachment hoax, rather than an outright dismissal, it gives the partisan Democrat witch hunt credibility that it otherwise does not have. And they say that they agree. So let's see if it gets dismissed like Rudy Giuliani was saying before. Or just outright dismiss it. Take it to the Supreme Court. See what happens. They can do that. I don't know why they don't. Because, you know, the thing is, like Rudy Giuliani says, you got to put a stop to these people having the ability, which they do now, to basically impeach someone with no evidence of, you know, high crimes and misdemeanors. And there's no crime or misdemeanor in any of the charges, the two that they have against the president, then that's the point that because they are allowed to go this far with all this, they can do it with ease the next time, if they're allowed to go. Big decisions about precedence, it's called. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.